KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 39 degrees. We expect it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 49 with west-northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, the Audubon and Griswold school boards will hold their separate monthly meetings this evening. The Griswold school board meeting gets underway at 5:30 in the conference room. Their session is expected to cover the following action or informational items. They include a second reading of some 400, 500, 600, and 700 series board policies, an update with regard to COVID-19, closing of the fiscal year 2020 financial books, the consider acceptance of the 2019-2020 audit report. Also, the Griswold School Board will consider approval of the district developed special education plan, consider approval of the early graduation list, and the first reading of board policies in series 403. The Audubon School Board meeting is underway at 7 o'clock tonight in the high school boardroom. Their action and possible discussion items include the awarding of an asbestos abatement bid or bids, awarding of building project bids, including for general manager or general contractor, that is, electrical, mechanical, and fire suppression. Also setting the date and time for a special meeting to approve the financing bids and award bids for the building project. The Audubon School Board will also consider and discuss approving request for SBRC for the MSA dropout prevention, appointing a member to the Assessor Conference Board, the second reading of various board policies, and any personnel matters to come before them. Afterwards, Superintendent Eric Traeger will present his monthly report to the board, followed by the transportation report and principal's reports as normal. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Saturday reported three arrests had taken place this past week. On Wednesday, December 16th, 42-year-old Shane Robert Siegler of Messina was arrested by police in Adair on charges that include possession of a controlled substance, two counts for marijuana and methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft in the fifth degree. Siegler was taken into custody after the Common Gold clerk in Adair reported a theft at around 6:50 a.m. on the 16th. The clerk identified Siegler, whom she knew, and reported that he allegedly stole a bottle of black velvet. Video surveillance backed up her claim. Siegler initially left the store, but then returned around 2:20 that same afternoon. A van he was a passenger in was pulled over at 5th Street and Interstate 80. The officer saw inside the vehicle in plain view a bottle of whiskey and an open can of beer. Other items, including a pipe, a glass pipe, butane torch used for smoking meth, a scale and gum container containing meth and marijuana, were found inside the van. The driver, Matthew Mitchell, was cited for open container and released. Siegler admitted the drugs were his. He was cited and released from the scene. Sheriff Vandewater says also 20-year-old Amber Molina Parmenter of Creston was arrested December 16th for driving while barred. She was cited at the scene and released. And as we previously reported, 43-year-old Dixie Lou Hernandez of Stewart was arrested December 16th by Stewart police on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. She was transferred to the custody of Union County deputies. Elsewhere in news from around the state, authorities have identified a man who died in an eastern Iowa apartment fire. Linn County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that 43-year-old Ronald Weston died Friday in the fire that took place in Fairfax. The cause of the fire was under investigation. The fire was reported shortly after 10 p.m. Friday. Flames and smoke were coming out of a six-unit apartment building when firefighters arrived. Weston was found in an upstairs unit. A Des Moines man has been sentenced to life in prison for beating his mother to death with a crowbar and then remaining with her body for 5 days before contacting authorities. The Des Moines Register reports 33-year-old Christopher Thompson was sentenced Friday for first-degree murder in the March death of Paula Thompson. Court documents show she had been trying to get her son to move out of her home and had confided to friends and on social media that she was frightened of him. Court records show Thompson had already asked the court to set aside his guilty verdict. Well, a vast globalized industry of low-cost social media manipulation service providers continues to flourish, distorting both commerce and politics, including the verified social media accounts of two U.S. senators. That's according to a new investigation by researchers from the NATO Strategic Communications Center of Excellence. They pay just €300 for 337,768 fake likes, views, and shares of posts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, including content from verified accounts of Senators Chuck Grassley and Chris Murphy. Both senators consented to participate in the experiment. The researchers said that while Twitter and Facebook have made some improvements, TikTok appeared to be defenseless. Iowa Congressman-elect Randy Feenstra says it's too soon to declare Joe Biden the winner of the 2020 presidential election.
If you really look at the circumstance, and this is the first time ever in our country ever in our country that we've had mail-in ballot predominantly. Right. So I think we all want to make sure, protect what we have, and there's still some litigation out there. And for me, it's all about, all right, let's make sure that litigation is done and let's move forward.
Well, state officials certified Feenstra as the winner of Iowa's 4th congressional district race 3 weeks ago. Last week, the Electoral College certified Biden as winner of the presidency. But Feenstra is one of 26 incoming House Republicans asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to launch an investigation of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Feenstra cites this fall's court rulings in Iowa, which invalidated absentee ballot request forms containing voter information that had been mailed out by Woodbury, Linn, and Johnson County auditors.
Take them to court and say, wait a minute, the law is the law, you can't do this. And they wanted to put their thumb on the scale. And I look at that and say, we saw this in Iowa, what is happening around the rest of the country? And that's why I think every one of us, because of what we have in our representative democracy, this cornerstone of our elections, that we have to protect it with everything we have and make sure that it's fair and balanced.
In another election-related matter, Feenstra does not support an investigation of Iowa's 2nd congressional district, where Republican Marionette Miller Meeks of Ottumwa was certified the winner by a 6-vote margin. Democrat Rita Hart has indicated she'll ask the U.S. House to launch an investigation, which could trigger another recount in the race.
That's scary for our electoral process and the foundation of what we believe in democracy.
Feenstra made his comments during this past weekend's Iowa Press program, which aired on Iowa PBS. An outside audit found that a Des Moines library employee who died in April improperly charged more than $28,000 to a library credit card. The auditors the city hired found that Becky Kirkland made 159 fraudulent transactions between 2016 and 2020. Roughly one-third of the improper purchases the former office manager made were to purchase prepaid Visa gift cards. Library staff discovered several suspicious purchases on a credit card Kirkland was authorized to use shortly after her death. Library Director Sue Woody said in a statement that additional procedures had been put into place to protect library funds in the future. And the Creston Police Department reports this hour the arrest on December the 18th at 11:30 p.m. of 57-year-old Timothy Charles Fechter of Creston. He was taken into custody for on a charge of interference with official acts. Fechter was issued a summons to appear. A Creston woman reported on the 18th as well that her residence had been entered sometime between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. The woman advised a prepaid phone, Samsung tablet, medications, and vehicle keys were taken. The loss was estimated at $300. On December 19th, a man residing in the 1000 block of West Montgomery in Creston reported upon returning home there was a man climbing out of his window who fled on foot. Multiple medications were stolen. The loss was estimated at $300. And later that same day, a woman reported that over the last month, someone entered her vehicle and had taken about 10 trash bags full of clothes and other items. Loss there was also estimated at $300. And finally in the news, the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board, or IEDA, approved state incentives for two companies with a promise of creating 284 new jobs. Economic Development Authority spokesman Cannon Kappelman said that Simmons Pet Food plans to bring some of its operation to eastern Iowa.
The company plans to increase its wet pet food production capacity with the purchase of an existing facility in Dubuque.
She says it's the largest co-manufacturer and private label pet food maker in North America, and this would be the first plant in Iowa. The IEDA board approved two types of state aid.
Tax benefits as well as a forgivable loan in the amount of $800,000, and the project is expected to create 271 new jobs.
Kappelman says 206 of the jobs are promised at a wage of more than $20 an hour.
Of course, the community is very pleased not only by the job creation, but also the project represents approximately an $80 million capital investment.
It'll take several months to renovate the former FlexSteel plant for that pet food production.
The company plans to complete the purchase of the facility by the end of this year, building improvements to be made through June of 2022, and the installation of equipment also by June of 2022. So we're looking at mid-2022.
State incentives were also approved for Echo Lips, which makes lip products, for an expansion in Cedar Rapids.
The IEDA board awarded the company approximately $238,000 in tax credits via our High Quality Jobs program.
She says the company also manufactures products for private label and contract manufacturing customers.
The Echo Lips project is expected to create 13 new jobs.
The jobs are promised at a wage of more than $23 an hour. The project will result in a capital investment of close to $5.6 million. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.